A new story from Bridge Magazine poses a provocative question for the parents of Michigan's high schoolers. Is a student from China taking my kid's college slot? The story explores recent trends in freshman enrollment at the state's public universities. A number of them have seen dramatic increases in the number of international and out-of-state students. Ron French compiled the story and joins us this morning on Current State. Hi, Ron. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
Good to have you with us on the program. I want to start out with a piece of tape that's a couple of years old now. Back in September of 2009, I did a story here on WKAR about the growing number of Chinese students at MSU. I started the story with a visit to that fall's big dinner where international students are invited to gather at the Breslin Center. The director of MSU's Office for International Students and Scholars, Peter Briggs, read off an alphabetical list of the nations, and it was a pretty sedate affair until he got to the C's.
Our neighbor to the north, Canada. Chile. Now, are you ready? China.
Listen to that roar of the crowd. Far more Chinese students than from any other countries, really actually from all of the other countries combined. Now, 5 years earlier, there had been 94 students here from China. That year, more than 1,800 Chinese students had enrolled at MSU. And again, that was 3 years ago. So where do things stand now?
Well, it's interesting. I think the audience will be a little louder in 2013 than they were in 2009. What I have in front of me here is data for the freshman class. So, right. So just looking at the freshman class, back in 2002, there were four Chinese freshmen.
Wow. Okay.
In the fall of 2012, there were 1,543. That's an increase of 385 times in a decade. And so it's obvious to anyone who's around East Lansing that this change is occurring, and so it raises some questions about why is it happening and what is the impact.
No, I understand one reason it raised a question in your mind is that you have two high schoolers yourself.
That's true. I do. So it was interesting to, we were going through the college application process ourselves, and we have a lot of friends who have children who are going through the process, and it's a very anxious time, and you run through all sorts of questions. Is my kid's GPA high enough? Did they score high enough on the ACT and SAT? And then when you see these numbers, you think, oh my goodness, is there some other factor involved? Because everyone knows that there's a concern about state funding for the public universities, and how are the public universities reacting to lower state funding? One way they might react is to bring in more students from out of state because they pay more tuition. And then from people all across the state, there are thousands of families out there waiting right now to get acceptances from University of Michigan or Michigan State. It's a very anxious time, and they're wondering, gosh, well, will they be accepting someone from St. Louis instead of from Langsburg?
Or Beijing.
That's why we started to look at this question.
Well, what exactly did you look into besides the raw numbers?
Well, we looked at the raw numbers, and then we also looked at the proportion of Michigan students in the incoming classes. Because raw numbers tell you one thing, but you also have to look at the size of the classes. The size of the classes have been growing. When you really dive down a little more in the numbers, you see that the number of Michigan students, incoming freshmen at Michigan State, for example, where we are here today, and at University of Michigan, are holding fairly steady. At Michigan State have gone down a little, but not significantly. But when you look at it as a proportion of the incoming class, they're dropping pretty precipitously. In the past decade, the proportion of incoming freshmen at Michigan State that are from Michigan has dropped from 88% to 70%. That raises some issues. Was that a conscious decision on the university's part?
You know, there's a common perception that international and out-of-state students are crowding out in-state students. So are you suggesting that there's a lot of truth in that perception as a result of the numbers you just cited?
We went into it wanting to know that the answer to that question. And the The short answer is no, they're not. Even despite those numbers, when you see the proportion of Michigan students going down, the main reason that is occurring, well, there's two things going on. One of them, though, the biggest one, is that there are fewer high school graduates coming out of Michigan. Michigan is shrinking. There are fewer kids graduating from high school because there are fewer high school kids. When you look at the percentage of kids that are being accepted who apply to Michigan State, for example, in the past decade, it's actually gone up at Michigan State. There are more, that you have a higher percentage chance of getting into Michigan State applying today than you did a decade ago. And at University of Michigan, as another example, you think, well, gosh, what's happening there? Because, you know, they have people from all over the world there too. Well, among Michigan applicants, they accept 54% of them. And across the United States, they accept 31%. And internationally, they accept 12%. So your chances still are pretty darn good of getting into public universities here.
At Michigan State, anyway, the collective GPA of the incoming freshman class has been going up in recent years, too. Is that a factor, the GPA of the graduates that MSU is producing?
Well, that makes it tougher to get in. But then again, that's happening at almost every university in the country, every research university, at least. There are universities you can get into no matter what your GPA is, frankly, you know, and that's good because more and more jobs require some sort of college education. But when you talk about these research and highly selective universities like MSU and U of M, you the GPA is going up, but the quality of the students is going up. So
tell me about the response that this article or slideshow on the Bridge website has been receiving.
It's received a lot of notice. I think a lot of parents are very interested in finding out what's this stuff, because there was a lot of concern out there. We felt this sort of information was good to get out there because it sort of relieves some of those myths that are out there about how the universities pick their students.
The governor is calling for a slight increase in university funding from the state. Do you know what the likely impact of future increases on freshman enrollment trends might be?
I'm afraid I do not. And my speculation would be worthless at this point.
Okay. Now, what does this end up meaning for in-state families with kids who want to go to a state university?
If you have a high school student trying to get into a public university in Michigan, more than likely you can get into one. And the chances are pretty decent if you apply even at U of M or MSU that you can get in. And if you can't get in there by chance, there's a lot of other very good ones, Central, Northern, Western. A lot of these universities are very good and get a great education there.
Very interesting talking with you and an interesting story in the Bridge magazine. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Ron French is a senior writer for Bridge magazine. Check out his story, Is a Student from China Taking My Kid's College Slot, at bridgemi.com.